Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you, those that work so hard for your money. And you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, right? You want to be able to live that life that you love with those you love. But most importantly, it's not just about getting rich, it's about living a rich life. Because as you are blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to bless the lives of others. Guys, thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect by you, not just listening and binging, but acting upon the things that you are learning today to change your life. Thank you so much for doing that, because as you create a difference in your life, that blesses the lives around you and impacts them too and influences them as well. So thank you so much for doing that and for sharing our message as well. As a reminder, go to our website, moneyripples.com, if you're looking to learn more about anything. It could be anything from investments. Heck, we even got an infinite banking section, just like the topic of today. We even got a section on that as well. So be sure to go check that out now. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. Hey guys, I want to talk about the benefit of infinite banking that I often don't teach. I would say it's unpopular, not because people don't like it, but because we really don't put a big emphasis on it. Now, if you don't know what infinite banking is, it's about using life insurance, specifically whole life insurance, that we can build cash value, which is like their tax-free savings account inside of it. We can use that money to be able to go and invest and essentially earn money in two places at the same time, earning interest inside the policy, and also because you can get a line of credit against it, go and invest it as well and earn interest on outside, making money in two places at that same time. Well, this benefit here is one that actually I was taught originally with infinite bankers, those that actually didn't like building up the cash value quickly like we do. We guarantee every time that we're going to beat everybody's numbers when it comes to creating the biggest amount of cash value quickly, right? And in essence, what we're saying is what we always do is we try to make sure we get the lowest cost coming out of that policy so you get the maximum returns possible as the cash value grows faster. Now, we often do that because we don't do much with the death benefit. But can a death benefit, just by having the death benefit, regardless of the cash value, can just having the death benefit alone increase your cash flow? Could it actually increase your rates of return? So I want to share a story with you. This is actually a client I had several years ago. This woman's great. It's a great example because sometimes I'll get people who will ask, yeah, but I'm single or I don't have any children. Why do I need life insurance? And it's not a bad question to ask. I mean, really, you probably don't have a big insurance need, as someone would say. That doesn't mean you won't have that need down the road. And who knows if you don't have the health later down the road to be able to get that insurance when you need it. The truth is that the best type of rate of return you're going to get on your life insurance policy is right now. Because every year you get older, even if it's just by hundreds of a percent, it affects it. So do know that every year that you do get older, that rate of return gradually, slowly starts decreasing just bit by bit. So of course, right now is the best time, but it's a good question to ask. Well, what if I'm single? What if I don't have kids? Well, if you're building wealth, this is a necessity. For one, I'll actually have somebody we'll be interviewing here soon who actually talks about how his grandfather owned a bank and actually bought lots of these policies already as a way for them to invest, a way to store money in their bank investment accounts and things like that. I'm not going to talk about that today. I'm going to talk about more on you one-on-one, this personal type of policy. So this woman, she was 65 years old, single, no children. She had a niece and a nephew. That was pretty much it. And we started talking about this infinite banking concept with her. And she got all excited about it and she got a policy. And then a month later, I got a notification that says she canceled it. Now, she was somebody who was also working with us as a client. In her situation, by the way, she's 65 years old, still working, wanted to work as long as she was allowed to work. She was a chiropractor, and she had $2 million in IRAs that she inherited from her father. So the situation was this, that she had more than enough money. She had just enough money coming in from her chiropractic practice to be able to pay for her bills. She really didn't need any more money. But she knew that still she needed to have those streams of income coming in just in case. So that IRA was kind of that safety net in case she did decide to stop working in her practice. Anyways, great health, amazing woman. And she was only putting in about $13,000 a year was she paying on the premium. She was only paying the minimum premium. She wasn't overfunding this like we talk about. She was paying the minimum insurance premium of $13,000 a year. But after she got it, she said, wait a minute, what am I doing? I'm single. I don't have any real heirs. I don't need to worry about money, really. Why do I need this? And for her, probably more than anybody else I've talked to, I would say she had a good argument. Even some of you that are single, still many of you might have debt in other situations. She was debt-free. She did exactly everything that any kind of financial advisor or even a Dave Ramsey advocate would say, which is, hey, you're self-insured. You don't need insurance anymore. Drop that term. Well, we got her whole life, which also would make Dave Ramsey very upset, right? And we got her that whole life policy, and then she dropped it. So when I met with her the next time, I said, hey, and I'm not going to say her name, but I'm just going to say, hey, when we did this plan, we actually had a plan to be able to have you pull out a lot more money and use it for better use. Unfortunately, we're going to have to change that plan. Now, understand this time, I wasn't teaching about the passive income investing using real estate and things like that. This is right about the time the recession had ended. This is about 10 years ago, and we weren't really teaching about that stuff back then. And so I was coming more from a semi-traditional standpoint. And I told her, I said, listen, if we go from a traditional standpoint, because you drop this life insurance, you can only pull out 3% a year from your $2 million, which is $60,000 a year. And that's roughly about what she needed. She needed about that or a little bit more every month or every year to live with $60,000 a year or $5,000 a month. I said, guess what? You're stuck at 3%. That's only $60,000 a year as long as inflation doesn't go up. If she were to keep the same kind of lifestyle as what she was talking about then, that would be at least double. She'd be over $100,000 a year. Well, she said, well, what do you mean I ruined the plan? I said, well, you're now stuck with 3%. Because before, by having the life insurance, we were able to pull out a lot more money. We're able to use it all up, yet never lose it. She said, well, I'm confused. I said, let me show you. And guys, I'm going to do the same thing. So again, like we said, if you're pulling out for retirement, the recommendation is don't pull out more than 3% so you don't run out of money, especially with inflation, right? That's what she was doing, $60,000 a year, just so that she can keep going, barely enough to meet her needs. But I said, well, look, if you have the life insurance, she had $1 million death benefit, this means you can do two things. One, you can spend down not just less than interest only in the beginning, but principal and interest. You can actually pull out more than what you need to do. So I showed her this calculator. I said, here's $2 million. And I'm using a mortgage calculator because it's easy to figure out how to get principal and interest over 25 years. This would make her 90 years old, right? So this 25-year plan to pull out from 65 to age 90. I said, just because you have the death benefit, you don't have to worry about running out of money. We can pull it all out, principal and interest, out of your IRA. Well, if you do that and say that her account's only earning 5% because we keep it more conservative or whatever, right? 5%, guess what? She's able to pull out about $11,700 a month, okay? $11,700 a month. Just to do the quick math on that, I mean, she's pulling out $140,000 a year. $140,000, guys. Not too shabby, right? Okay, so that's if she, of course, does that. Now, there's one other place she can make money too. She was, like I said, debt-free. I said, because you have the death benefit, and like you said, you don't really have heirs that you're worried about too much. And even I have clients that really don't care about leaving much money to their kids anyways. Same thing applies to them. And you've got this death benefit, which means you have a permission slip to spend money now. Just like we're doing with the IRA, you can spend down your other assets. She also had a home that was $500,000. That $500,000, if you do a reverse mortgage, remember we just had this episode on our show a few months back talking about doing reverse mortgages. She could do reverse mortgage on her house and get paid just over. It's actually just shy of $13,000 a year, or almost just shy of $1,100 a month. Think about it, guys. Her premium for her life insurance was about $13,000 a year. That doesn't include that she is still accumulating cash value and building savings in there. That also gives her access to tax-free income streams too. So she can actually essentially take the money from her house, use that to pay for her life insurance payment, which also builds cash value to take out now tax-free money versus their IRA, which is taxable money. I mean, that kind of washes out the whole payment right there, which means instead of living on $60,000 a year, she's now living on $140,000 a year. And she's got this cash value built up in her plan, in her life insurance, that could also give her temp tax-free income. Not even counting that, right? Not even counting that. Still, that's $140,000 versus $60,000. Which would you guys rather have? You want $80,000 more than that, right? Especially if you had that option, you would take the one that pays you about $80,000 more, almost $100,000 more a year. That's the kind of no-brainer. So the cool thing is the insurance is paid for and she still nets at least $80,000 from that. The cool thing, we could even go further, is on that, if you're talking about that reverse mortgage, instead of just taking that monthly type of payment that's coming out every month, right, that the bank is paying you. You don't pay for a mortgage payment. The bank pays you a mortgage payment till you're dead, okay? But you could also just take out a lump sum. Well, if her house is worth $500,000, so you only take out 50% of that's $250,000 you take as a lump sum. Could we be doing something with that $250,000? The answer is yes. We could take that. If we earn 10%, earns $25,000 a year. Now, still take out the $13,000 for that insurance premium, leaves her with $12,000 a year. Another $1,000 a month, right? That's now getting her up to a net of over $150,000 a year versus just $60,000 a year. I hope that makes sense a little bit, if which I'm saying there. Essentially, what it is, you can spend down that IRA money, like I'm showing here, and you can essentially pull out any assets by leveraging debt too. And the reason why you're not worried about being debt-free is because, well, you've got the life insurance to pay it off, don't you? Because even if she had that $250,000 or more, depending on what the mortgage balance is, that $1 million death benefit will more than pay that off. And guess what? She also gets to leave behind a nice little nest egg for her niece and nephew. And that's what she decided to do with it. She said, okay, I'm going to leave it to the estate for my niece and nephew because I got to put somebody's name on it. So she put it to them. You could put a charity, whatever, but she chose them. And then she knows that the bills will get paid off. Actually, the reverse mortgage doesn't even have to be paid off by the life insurance. They just give up the asset, give up the house, or they can use that money to buy the house from her. For her brother who is getting that money. Does that make sense? I mean, that's the cool thing that, again, blew my mind as a financial advisor that made zero sense to me. Okay. So even if you're trying to say, okay, I kind of get what you're saying, Chris, I'm adapting it. You may have to listen to us a few times. Just remember this. If you remember nothing else from this, just remember this one point is that the life insurance, the death benefit gives you a permission slip to spend money now. It gives you the ability to say, I can now take my money and use it to make more money, or I can use it to start consuming money right now, thus increasing my income, increasing the cash flow that I can live on, because I can essentially disinherit my kids by spending down all that self-insured assets that I was talking about doing, and then still leave the life insurance behind. That is a tax-free death benefit, by the way, a tax-free payout to your heirs. And then that money can go to pay back any bills you've left behind, whether it's medical bills, whether it's even just debt or whatever it might be, you can use that to replenish those monies. So you can essentially have your cake and still eat it too. That's how this works. So again, I didn't even say anything about the cash value this time. We mentioned that in previous episodes already. There's lots of things you can do where you get that double dip effect by investing your money. We of course talk about that. But the one thing I just don't often bring up is the ultimate purpose of life insurance, which is a death benefit, right? That's the key thing. So anyways, guys, I know I kind of went a little bit into the numbers and a little bit in the weeds here, but I wanted you guys to really grasp this, that there is a bigger reason for this. There is a much bigger reason. Whether you're single or you got married with children, if you're married with children, even just married in general, or you're looking to get married someday, this is still an important thing. You do not want to leave them behind with something that you did not intend, no matter how many assets you have. And the truth is, this is my perspective for me. You can take whatever you want. I'm not saying you have to adopt my perspective. But for me, what I've noticed is that I want to make sure that even though I've got assets, that I don't have to have my family worry about liquidating my assets to pay off any tax bills, medical bills, or anything else. I want them to be able to know that they have more than enough cash, liquid cash that they get from the insurance company to pay all those things, keep the assets growing and going, keep them cash flowing, keep them producing, growing my estate. Ultimately, guys, this is what I think is probably the most important benefit for me. Not just that permission slip to spend money, but most importantly, leaving a legacy, leaving behind something that can be great. And I don't just mean money, right? I want to leave behind those assets, especially as we teach our children little by little, line upon line, precept upon precept. helping them gain that understanding, knowing how to manage it, creating almost like your own family-run family office, where family is the one that can actually help grow that estate, keep it growing bigger and bigger, learning so that they have a better chance at success than even we did, or we learned it later in life. That's the key, is that how do we keep this going from generation to generation, not creating trust fund babies, but creating wise stewards of the money, leaving something behind that's amazing, not letting something get in the way where, like I said, Uncle Sam, your rich Uncle Sam that can take all your money, or life events, tragic events, because we're not protected properly. And that therefore kills our assets. Understand when someone says, they say, I don't need life insurance. I'm self-insured. It's fine. I got assets to cover whatever we need to put me in the ground, right? Understand the life insurance companies are the one that taught you this. Why would a life insurance company teach that to their life insurance agents to then turn around and teach you? Never thought of that, have you? I know, because life insurance companies taught it to me. Life insurance companies teach it. Why would they want you to get rid of your insurance when you're older? I think just by me saying that, you know the answer, don't you? It's because they don't want to pay out. They want you to cancel your life insurance before you die. They don't want to pay out because that's pure profit for them. You pay them while you're insuring yourself in the meantime, while you're, especially while you're raising your children or whatever it might be. And then of course they tell you, hey, when you have enough assets, cancel that insurance, get rid of it. When you retire, when you're 65, cancel your insurance, just by term, let it lapse, get rid of it. That was the insurance company teaching you that because they want more profit. You want to be able to make more profit off them. Well, you're right. It's not just buying term insurance, because that will rip you off eventually. If you live long enough, you will spend more than your death benefit buying term. This is why we use whole life. Whole life is something that actually pays for itself. And especially the way we design it, it pays for itself. Usually you have as much cash value as what you paid into it by the fifth year. And that death benefit's always higher than the cash value. So you get the cash value and the death benefit later on too. Now, I know some people would argue with that, but guess what? I'll show you the numbers. Ask. I always love when people will challenge me, like, you're a liar. Hey, I'll prove it to you. No, you're still a liar. Okay, well, great. You can just close your eyes and be blind all you want. I actually just canceled a guy for our email list because of that very reason. He was actually saying, it's like, yeah, your cash flow stuff don't work. I'm like, well, tell that to the almost 1,000 people that have made it work for them. He's like, ah, you're still a liar. Okay, goodbye. You're gone. Anyways, guys, I know you're not that irrational. You're watching these because you're learning, you're growing, and you're doing it. And so that's the big thing, guys, is that I want to create a legacy for my family. And I know you want to the best for your family, and to not just pay bills and die. You want to create something amazing on this planet, no matter how it works. And you know what? Life insurance can be that critical component. It's not necessary to become financially free. And it's not even the necessary only thing in your plan you need. It's just that kind of little corner piece, that cornerstone that's there to allow the rest of your money to work harder for you, so you don't have to work so hard for your money. Guys, if you have any questions on this, reach out to us at moneyripples.com. Contact us today. Make it a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.